We strongly believe that your process today is perfectly designed for the results you're getting today, and that includes your outreach attempts and strategy for prospecting. Hi, I'm Alex Cole, and today we're going to talk about meeting your prospect at their step in the buyer's journey using the ideal sequence and content. Over the years, the power in the buying and selling process has shifted from the seller to the buyer. No longer is it about what you know or who you're connected with as a salesperson. It's about being at the right place, at the right time, when buyers need you most. To do that, we must first define and understand our ideal prospect persona and the buyer's journey. When building your ideal client profile, you want to ask yourself these three questions. Number one, what is your target company size? Number two, what industries or verticals am I successful in? And number three, what geographic locations are ideal? Defining what you're looking for from the start will help you stay focused on your end objective and make targeting your ideal client in the marketplace much easier. Now, according to our partner and the marketing expert HubSpot, the buyer's journey starts with the awareness stage. This is when a prospect becomes aware that they have a problem or pain they want to fix. Once they start to research options for a solution and become committed to fixing the problem, they move into the consideration stage. And finally, after narrowing down their solution options and identifying the best fit for their needs, they are at the decision stage in the buyer's journey. So as salespeople, it is now our job to find our ideal prospects out in the marketplace. We need to use clues to determine who needs our help. Clues such as finding the blogs they are reading or LinkedIn groups they are a part of, following the thought leaders they track on social media, and offering to contribute to their company blog. Once we have identified their stage in the journey, we now need to send or make available the appropriate content. In each stage, the buyer will be looking for different types of information. In the awareness stage, prospects are looking for educational content like ebooks, white papers, or research reports. In the consideration stage, prospects have clearly identified and articulated the problem they are facing, and at this point, are looking for content related to a solution. Content such as webinars, case studies, or podcasts. And finally, the buyers end up in the decision stage after clearly understanding all aspects of their problem and the potential solutions for that problem. Now, they need to determine the right vendor for their needs. Appropriate content for this stage in the process is vendor comparison guides, feature differentiator sheets, or granular product literature. There are a lot of rules and steps to follow, but here are a few best practices for defining your sequence content. Before starting, take inventory of your existing content. Make sure to keep the outreaches short. Also reference the buyer twice as much as yourself. Be sure and end all emails with a question. Make sure to personalize the subject line and sound human and helpful. And finally, adapt the content to your style and personalize it to the buyer's context. This process will take some time, no question. But once you have included the buyer's journey into your prospecting process, you will see greater success with your outreach attempts and will close more business more quickly at higher margins.